I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Sherman, my boy, set the Wayback Machine for episode number 131 of Better Podcasting. This episode, we're talking about how not podcasting can benefit your podcast.
In this week's Better Podcasting Download, we talk about an update with Pinecast and also celebrate the podcast patent troll lawsuit finally being over.
Finally, in this week's Better Podback, we have a tip about that Zencaster sync issue we've been speaking of. Hopefully it'll help you.
Lauren, start the show now.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to episode 131 of Better Podcasting. I am Stephen John Drew, and with me, of course, is Stargate Pioneer.
How's it going? This is the week before Memorial Day, and I am just excited for the unofficial start of summer to begin. In just 1 week, it's going to be awesome. So we're going to dive right in to this content. We're going to start talking about a How I Saved My Podcast story. And we actually got a How I Saved My Podcast story this week. So no How I Could Have Saved My Podcast story. This is How I Saved My Podcast story. And it's from listener Zachary Webb.
All right, let's go ahead and listen to the, well, watch this clip if you're watching the video side of things.
Hello, Stephen and SP on Better Podcasting. This is Zachary Webb from Serious About Tech, which you can find at www.seriousabouttech.com with a How I Saved My Podcast story. So back on episode 7, I was editing the video for that episode when suddenly my video editor crashed. I was using VSDC free video editor, which isn't always the most stable, and I had not saved my work. Now, it wasn't hard to redo. I had to redo it. It probably took about 20, 25 minutes, but still, it was an inconvenience, and it could have been bad if it would have corrupted the files or something, but just a reminder, I guess better tools make better podcasting. Thanks for all the work you do, and I'm looking forward to next episodes. Bye.
Zachary had an issue that all of us have really had from time to time. He had something crash on his computer, and we're going to talk about different things that we will recommend to prevent this. First of all, is to back up your files before you start this, because he's absolutely right. The editor can actually corrupt the files. So make sure you back up the files and you have good raw files again to start from. The other thing that I'll say is save early, save often. This has actually saved my butt from time to time recently using Movie Studio just because my computer has crashed due to various things. But the good thing about Movie Studio is that it does have an autosave function. So thank yes. goodness for that autosave function. That has saved me a couple of times. So the other thing I'll say is that better tools make better podcasting. This is something that he said. And yeah, if you have more robust tools, that they can definitely make your editing easier and more efficient and safer with not crashes like he's been having.
Absolutely. And you were talking about keeping your raw files. That's definitely something that I encourage people to do as well. I know when I get my SD card, whenever I clear it off, I wait until the show is published, and I will make sure that I've got that there so that if something went wrong, I can just grab my SD card again and put it back in. But yeah, definitely backing up is a good piece of advice as well. And if you have something that you can put on that does what's called incremental backups, it can be really helpful as well in this situation, because like, let's say it's taking you multiple days to edit a podcast. and all of a sudden something goes wrong today, well, if your computer backed up yesterday, you can probably actually go back and get the copy from yesterday. So if you are looking up for backup utilities, check to see if they do incremental backup, because it's really a lifesaver in a situation like this if it happens over the course of multiple days.
I have one last tip, by the way. If you happen to be editing and it's late at night and you decide to go to bed versus finish, and you don't save and you go to bed and then your computer actually restarts due to an update. Yeah, that's happened to me once or twice before. And fortunately, the autosave has helped. But just to let you know, that does happen. So definitely save your stuff before you go to bed. If you leave your computer open or if you turn it off, you don't want to just leave all that hard work in the digital free space. You want to make sure you save that.
Absolutely. But let's go ahead and talk about things beside your podcast. What? Let's be honest. Podcasting takes a lot of your life. Heck, since you're even listening to this show as a hobby podcaster, you're spending time this very second on your podcast, whether or not you realize it. And whether you're spending dedicated time working on your show, doing things like developing notes, maybe editing it, creating album art, or it's something else, like maybe you're thinking just in general about your podcast somehow, the reality is at some point you need a break from your podcast. We were on a break, SP!
Yeah, we were on a break a couple of times. You've been fired a couple of times, so definitely a break. But yes, we said it, by the way. You should not be focusing on your podcast all the time. You need to be willing to put the right amount of time into your podcast, but you also need to be able to disconnect occasionally, or you're going to burn out, or you're going to feel burned out. So yes, disconnecting, taking time away from your podcast can be beneficial. So how often have you heard of somebody who starts a daily podcast but then quickly pod fades? This is because they burn out. So this is just an example. If you podcast every day, you're going to possibly burn out on it. So today we're going to be talking about some benefits of making the time for things besides podcasting and some tips for choosing something to be in your life besides podcasting.
Maybe it's chips. It's making time for chips, like SP said. Could very well be.
Is it chips like Lay's chips, or is it chips like California Highway Patrol chips?
It could be chips like fish and chips. So okay. Whatever, we're an international podcast. So let's start with talking about some of the benefits of making time for non-podcast related activities. First, it gives you a chance to recharge your podcast batteries. Now, we've talked before about the benefits that we think come with taking a week or so off around holidays, or maybe a little bit in the summer. You really need a mental break from podcasting throughout the week as well. You can't just go wall to wall with podcasting and not take a break. So it's applying the same concept to like a yearly break to your week. It can also help you look at your podcast with a fresh set of eyes because of this. How many times have you heard people say that the best ideas come from being in the shower? The reason is that really you're just sitting there and you're dedicated to the small little space and you're doing an activity besides thinking. You're going in there and you're kind of on autopilot, and so your mind's just kind of a little bit at ease, and all of a sudden these great ideas pop in. Well, the same logic can apply elsewhere in your life, such as taking a break from podcasting. SP actually had a podcast idea come to the gym recently, right? Or well, you're in the gym, right?
Yeah, actually today I was in the gym and I had a podcast idea. It's actually in our podcast planning Trello that we have. So you can go in there and see it if you haven't already. And yeah, I had an idea, so it's on there for a future show.
You can also use your time to build relationships that you might need to use later with your podcasting. Tell me about that, SV.
So we have very supportive families when it comes to our podcasting habits. We really do. Understanding supportive families. And if we didn't spend some of our free time with them, how do you think that is going to go, Stephen? Because I know exactly how that's going to go. So taking a break from your podcast can help show that you're not just all work and no play. And then you're actually trying to achieve some interaction with your family members.
Also, by doing activities aside from your podcast, it can help you generate content for said podcast. Like last episode, we mentioned about drawing on personal experience in order to choose a topic for your show. Well, how are you going to get that personal experience if you're not doing activities outside of your podcast? Okay, yes, I realize the irony of us saying that on a podcast about podcasting, but you need to, in most podcasts, draw on that experience in order to be able to relate to that experience for your podcast. Now, this can also be something like attending conventions or reading certain books, maybe attending classes. It might not necessarily be something that's an A to A discussion point, but it's a way that helps you generate that content.
Yeah, like my drone class that I took on Monday. Yes, they do have drone classes. And yes, I took a drone class on Monday. It was a great experience. If you're interested in drones, go find a drone class. You're going to really enjoy it. But let's take this next step here in taking a break from your podcast, because this is really important to me anyway. It can be important for your physical health. I've talked about this before. So even if you're a podcaster who stands, podcasting is inherently bad for your health. So we don't have any studies to confirm this, but consider you're either standing or sitting in one spot for so much of the day while you're planning your podcast, recording, publishing, editing. Yes, there are different ways to go about it. A sit-stand desk can help, but you're only supposed to stand for a couple of minutes every hour, by the way. So this formula does not sound good for your physical health overall. So even if you're taking a slight break from your podcasting to go for a walk around the block or go to the gym like I do 3 times a week or on my elliptical like I am for the rest of the week, it's getting you moving and getting that heart rate going, which is so important to your health. So even when I'm editing, by the way, Stephen, every about 15 or 20 minutes, I make it a point to get up out of my chair, to walk around, to do something for a couple of minutes, and I come back. So that's just an example of what you can do while editing. You just go for a certain point of time, you set a timer, you get up, or if there's a logical point while you're editing, just get up, go around, walk around. It's going to be so important for your health, and it's going to mean that you're going to burn out a lot less faster.
Absolutely. You can also find that sometimes by doing other activities, you'll be inspired to make a big change with your podcast or maybe even make a new podcast. Okay, yes, this one sounds a little counterintuitive given that we're talking about finding more free time and podcasting is very time consuming, but maybe you've been thinking about expanding your horizon for a while. You've done the time analysis. You know that I can afford to take on a new podcast. Well, this might actually help you make that right decision or be inspired by actually doing another activity. A good podcast is one that's close to home with someone, and perhaps while you do your other activity, you'll find something that you're very passionate about and willing to talk about each week. You know, this might be something like you're doing a drone podcast like Stargate Pioneer does.
Not yet. It has occurred to me, though. But this might be a little bit more indirect. For example, you're on the way to do your activity and you see a bunch of people that are driving poorly and you capture it on your dash cam, which is another thing that I'm into lately. So perhaps you have some driving tips that you can podcast about. So yeah, it can be indirect or it can be direct. So finally, before we get on to tips for choosing your activity away from podcasting, and this one is hard to say, it might help you realize that podcasting isn't that great hobby you had felt it was. Oh, yes, I said it. Maybe it's not that great for you. So we've seen this from time to time on the network when people get bored. They often find something else to do. A great example is when you see retirees coming out of retirement to do something as simple as a store greeter. It's something that they want to do. They want to get out and have that interaction with other people. So it could be that they need the money too, but I've seen it a lot of times that is people just trying to get out or do volunteer work for that matter.
Because they're bored. What it comes down to is they're bored at home, right?
Yeah, that's right. They want to get out and they want to not be bored. So if this was you, you might have found podcasting and then quickly found it to be a great filler of time. Podcasting is so addictive that you might not even consider that if it was the right time filler for you. So by making time for something else, you might realize that you get even more satisfaction out of something else. So this is a great example. I mean, we've mentioned it before in this podcast, but Both Steven and I started flying drones, and we'll be ending all of our podcasts in the next 2 weeks. By the way, we're looking for the right buyer for our podcast. So if you're interested, the list price is about $50,000 per show, and Better Podcasting is $100,000 because we have to split it 2 ways.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're taking the bids. So there you go. But if you are a podcaster and you're looking for a secondary activity, what makes a good secondary activity? Well, first, let's remind you about our wonderful mantra here that we quite often say is that family comes first. We're big believers of that here as hobby podcasters. And if you can find something that you can do with your family, then this is probably going to be best for all of the reasons that we've mentioned. Family time is great for your family relationships, your personal mental state, and just your family in general. My son, for example, had a very busy month last month, which affected the amount of time that I had to podcast. And this was really worth it for me to build that relationship with him. Yes, it got in the way of some of my personal activities. Yes, there was times that I was thinking, oh, I could be editing. But, you know, it helped with that relationship and it was worth it.
It was indeed. I've taken times myself for my kids' athletic activities. They've all been very interactive, even scouting, really. But in going to those activities and being on the reverse side of where Steven is right now, I will tell you from a parent that has kids that are out of high school or soon to be out of high school, you literally cannot buy that time back. There is no way to go back and experience your kids growing up again. So if you can find some sort of activity that you can do or your kids can do and you can interact with them, you are going to be way ahead of the game. It's going to be good for you with your podcast and it's going to be good for you for the rest of your life. So make sure you find those activities that you can do with your kids, like athletics or extracurricular activities.
Also, don't be afraid to do something that is different than podcasting that you can truly just turn your brain off and get some of that mental relief. Using that drone example again, me and SP, we both fly drones now, and this is very different than what we do with podcasting. So here's the thing. Nice thing about that is we actually together talk a little bit about drone flying now, which has helped us build our relationship more as well. So it's given us not only an opportunity to just disconnect our brain from podcasting individually, but also disconnect our brain from podcasting as we talk to each other.
Right. Drone flying is, we keep coming back to it because it's a new activity for both of us, but it has definitely been a great activity. But here is also an effect of drone flying, by the way. You should also keep in mind that podcasting is expensive. It can be cheap, but if you want to get good quality stuff and if you want to maintain your equipment over time, it's going to be expensive. So we've talked before about how podcasting can be expensive for a variety of reasons. You should keep this in mind when you're choosing alternative activities. If you're going to pick an activity that will stretch your budget thin, you may want to reconsider it or reconsider podcasting. I'll give you an example. Say you want to buy a boat for your family to go out and fishing, water skiing, or whatever. That's going to be an expensive hobby and it's probably going to compete with your podcasting hobby. Whereas drones, yes, they are a little expensive to buy. You can get them on payment plans or something like that, but it's relatively cheap in comparison to a boat. So just keep that in mind.
A minute ago, I spoke a little bit about doing something very different than podcasting. Well, on the flip side, don't be afraid to do something that might tie into your podcast really well, but make sure that you're doing this with your personal self put ahead. And what we mean by that is don't try to convince yourself that you're interested in an activity because you know it's going to be beneficial for your podcast. Instead, the driving factor should be you want to do that activity. Yes, the benefit is there that it happens to relate really well to your podcast, but you want to make sure you're prioritizing yourself while you're trying to get this sort of disengaging time.
So this is an important tip. Get your butt out of marketing mode. All right. So have we often heard the joke, how do you know if you're talking to a podcaster? Don't worry. They'll make sure they tell you about it. Yeah. This is because as podcasters, we often feel the need to tell people about our show because it's not as mainstream as other things. I mean, how many times have I been asked, what's a podcast? I mean, lately, just within the past couple of weeks, with people that have known me for years and have known that I podcast, so they want to know more about it. So yeah, it's not exactly mainstream, and you got to confine yourself when you're telling people about it because you're really excited and you can talk forever about it, but they might not want to hear it forever. So yeah, get yourself out of marketing mode. So it can be beneficial to switch your podcast brain off when you do other activities. So you should decide on activity with that podcast brain shut off that you're choosing.
And finally, make sure that you're enjoying your activities. Yes, even if you're just going to that obligatory attendance to your niece's dance recital, and you know that you've got a whole bunch of podcasts to edit, and truthfully, you don't really care that much for dance, you should still try to enjoy that moment, because that's moment with your niece, and try to enjoy that, because if you enjoy that quality time, you're going to end up helping yourself feel better, which will translate to your podcast. To quote a wise, wise comedy group known as the Monty Python, always look on the bright side of life. That is the quote of the hour.
So enjoy the moment. The more you enjoy it, the better it will be for your personal life and your personal state, which will help you come to your podcast in a more positive manner and creative manner as well. And if you have an activity that you do outside of podcasting that you want to tell other people about, we'll definitely talk about it on the show. Go ahead and hit us up on Twitter at BetterPod. You can catch us at our email at podcast@betterpodcasting.com, or you can always catch Steven over on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/betterpodcasting.
And while you're sending that, we'd love to know, how has it benefited your podcast? Let us know, because that's the side of the story that I think we all want to hear about. So please do let us know. All right. So let's go ahead and get into the Better Podcasting download before we get to that wonderful Zencaster tip that we got.
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting download.
This is several downloads this week because there's a whole bunch of short things that we thought was really important to talk about. We'll start off with one of the most interesting for us, which was some Pinecast updates. Now, we say most interested because we followed Pinecast for a while and we've talked a little bit about sort of the challenges that I've had, but we really think that they've been one of the front runners for potential longevity compared to some of the other big names out there. We're not willing yet to say that they're going to be around for the long term, but they've shown a lot of development. So Pinecast had a couple of updates come out this week, and the first was about the analytics. So we will let analytics master Stargate Pioneer tell you all about what they said.
Pinecast actually has their own subreddit. It's /r Pinecast. And they had a post a couple of days ago which said, you may have received an email in the past few days noting an analytics adjustment for one or more of your podcasts. This is a new feature to alert you about adjustments that positively or negatively affect your podcast listening analytics. Periodically, we will audit our analytics database to filter listens that appear to be from bots or other illegitimate sources. Historically, these adjustments happened on a small scale and did not have noticeable effects. However, as we've grown, the adjustments have become substantial in some cases. This new feature will alert you if an adjustment affects your podcast with 10 listens or more. Adjustments like this can help to ensure that you see the most accurate analytics possible and that our analytics remain in compliance with IAB guidelines. If you have questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out. Note that notifications are not sent for podcasts owned by users on the free plan.
So this is very interesting to see. We've talked about before. We think that there's big benefits to having a standard compliance for statistics. I would gather, since they say that they're IAB compliant, that's what they're doing. Well, nobody's really IAB compliant, but everybody's working towards that. So I'm guessing it's to do with that. In any case, I think this is really good that they've implemented a feature to automatically advise. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think that discussion whenever there's an adjustment with statistics is important. We're still really early in the big scheme of things in the world of podcasting. So these adjustments are going to happen. And the way that so many podcasters just pour over their statistics, refresh an hour later, refresh. I think that it's important that this stuff is communicated so that when they see the drop, they can know, okay, this is something that I have not done wrong. It's not something where all of a sudden I've lost my base because I said something wrong. So this is good that they're doing this, and hopefully that it just keeps that communication with their clients going.
I think it's important to state that even with IAB guidelines 2.0, that there could be cases of downloads that just don't make sense. And these downloads can be spammy in certain cases. Basically, I'll give you an example. So in one of my podcasts, I was noticing an awful lot of downloads from France. And we communicated through several other podcasters who were like, yeah, we're getting a lot of downloads from France. So all of a sudden, we know that a little spike that we were having over the course of a couple of months was from France. What Pinecast is saying is that if they notice that, they're going to take those illegitimate, in their opinion, downloads out from France, and they will adjust your stats accordingly so you don't have to worry about, oh, there was a spike there and I don't think it was real. So they're making it real because they want advertisers to look at their stats and go, we really trust Pinecast stats, and I can see it benefiting both podcasters and Pinecasts in the future, and advertisers too. Now, do I advertise on my podcast? No, but I'm just saying I realize that there could be a benefit from this. And even though it hurts when your stats are negatively adjusted, there might be a legitimate reason for that. So I can take it.
Well, there's another update with Pinecast as well that we thought was really interesting to talk about. And they tweeted this one and they had said, today we're releasing the third iteration of our podcast import tool. The version is faster, includes better status information, and provides more detailed instructions along the way. If you're moving your podcast to Pinecast, feedback on the new tool is appreciated. And I don't remember whether or not they charge for import, but if they don't, I might give it a try with the Gonna Geek feed just to see what happens. There's 239 episodes in there now. I think it would be interesting to see how that all goes. So I might give that a try.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. And oh, by the way, we've talked about before how you might want to change your media host from SoundCloud to something else. So that would be a legitimate reason to use this import tool. There's also another reason recently that has popped up, like right before we podcast in the last couple of days, and that's Audio Boom. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I've noticed that Audio Boom has announced that they have reversed their reverse acquisition with Digital Triton or Triton Digital. And it was basically called off. So all of a sudden, Audio Boom needs to actually give money back to Digital Triton or pay them for calling it off. And this happens with mergers. Like if you decide to pull back, you actually owe the other company some consideration for the activity so far. And so they have to do that. And oh, by the way, they have to secure operating funds to go past June 16th. So this was an interesting note statement from their CEO, whose name is Rob Proctor. And I won't read the whole thing. I'll just say the thing of note for hobby podcasters. The further reduction in the number of smaller, unsustainable podcasts on our platform will allow us to further reduce our monthly operating costs. Overall, Audio Boom continues to run a tighter, more compact operation, which will ultimately lead to a stronger, more vibrant business. Ooh, so A, they're going to be kicking people off that don't make them money, and B, they might not actually exist in the future. Now, they could exist, but if they're going to kick off podcasts that don't make them money, and if you happen to be a hobby podcaster, you might not be capable of making Audio Boom money. So you might want to think about where you want to move your podcast. Now, well, we'll caveat all this, as we did with the SoundCloud stuff. Make sure you do your own research. Now, if it was me, I would not want to have my podcast on SoundCloud or Audio Boom, but that might not be you. You might actually think it's a good idea. So make sure you do your research. But if you want to get off now. Make sure that you can insert a 301 redirect so that in case that you can, you will definitely have your subscribers move over to your new feed with wherever you're hosting.
For a little while, of course, because this is the example where if you are able to implement that, which I don't know enough about Audio Boom, if all of a sudden they go away, all of a sudden they go away. All of those links you had to your Audioboom RSS feed, that redirect's useless, because if they're not offering it, then anywhere that RSS feed is indexed, it's gone forever. It doesn't matter.
I do know that with iTunes, once you put in a redirect, that it will actually update your RSS feed. So you have to put in an update tag and a 301 redirect. A 301 redirect to go to the new feed, but an update tag to say, this is my new feed. So you have to make sure all that is alignment. And hopefully, given a month's time, enough feeds will update that you won't lose too many subscribers and destinations.
Yeah, it's all if. It's a what if. Will they not, right? So it's a good example of that, and hopefully it doesn't end up being that situation if you're on Audioboom. But I would definitely encourage you that with this information, if you are a smaller podcaster, it might be time to reassess a little bit there. And finally, in the download, this one here calls for a bell. We finally got the end of the podcast patent troll, as it was called. This is something that's been a lawsuit going on for quite a while. The long story short is that somebody had a patent on the way that podcasts operate, and it was a very vague description. And it was something like getting content on demand, or I don't know, audio. It was really vague. And there's a bunch of cases that have happened because this had been escalated a couple of times. And this past week, it was finally declined by the Supreme Court of the United States to hear the case of Personal Audio versus Electronic Frontier Foundation. Basically, this means that it has been escalated and appealed as high up as it can go in the U.S., and the appeal was declined. Thus, the case is over. Now, the big repercussions that could have happened with this was potentially somebody could have owned a patent to the way that a podcast operates, which is a problem if you're a podcaster. So, glad to see that this finally is resolved.
I want to be clear about this. So the Supreme Court did not hear the case. What they declined is that they wanted to hear the case. So when they declined to hear a case, the prior ruling from the appeals court below them in the federal circuit, that ruling stands. And that is what happens. That is the U.S. judicial system for those outside the country. So it did go all the way up to the Supreme Court. They declined to hear it. They did not actually hear the appeal. And therefore, the ruling of the lower court stands. And this is what I was worried about a year ago, or whenever it was, that August 2014, I believe it was, that the appeals court made their decision, that I said, no, wait a minute, the Supreme Court could still hear it. And yes, an appeal was made. The Supreme Court did not hear it. So it is all over with. We will not have to deal with this specific issue ever again.
So there you go. There's your celebration time. Go out and party and make a good quality podcast in celebration. Let's go ahead and move on to our Better Pod Back. Here we go. All right, let's go ahead and start off with an email that we got from Chris Jones. What does that email say?
Well, Chris Jones emailed us and he said, Stephen and SP, this email is long overdue, but no less relevant today as it was a few months ago when I started listening. I recently stepped into a co-hosting role on an established podcast, which has been both exhilarating and mildly terrifying all at the same time. The support and encouragement from the host and fans of that show have been beyond words, but I would be remiss if I didn't also send you two both a note of sincerest thanks. Better Podcasting has given me so many different things to consider. Quite honestly, it's almost like you're speaking to me directly each week. I enjoy the cattiness of your commentary while balancing a pros-cons approach that helps the listener decide for themselves. Even better, you revisit topics to reevaluate your position. Simply put, it's great stuff. I do have to call out SP for his help in particular. He's been exceptionally patient with my seemingly endless stream of not only equipment questions, but podcasting in general. I could drone on and on, SP, but perhaps simplicity is best. Thank you. I love the show and look forward to it appearing in my feed each week. Thank you both for putting so much time and effort into helping the common podcaster. Sincerest thanks, Jonesy from the Cantina Cast. That is amazing. Wow. When this came in, I actually didn't see it right away. And Steven was like, whoa, dude, have you seen this email? So I took a look at the email. I was like, whoa, dude, this hit us flat out. And thank you very much, Jonesy. We really appreciate that. And this is the same help that we try to give everybody. I know Jonesy's been actually asking me direct questions. He was really a newbie podcaster, didn't have any broadcast or podcast experience, got him ramped up with gear as well as his producer on his podcast, and dialed him in and actually critiqued a couple of episodes that he did. And it's a podcast that I listen to, the Cantina Cast on Star Wars. And I'll tell you, Jonesy is an amazing host right now. And if you have a Star Wars podcast in mind that you want to listen to, I would recommend the Cantina Cast right now. And wow, Chris, Jonesy, thank you very much for this email. This really floored me. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're both very, very shocked with this. So thank you very much for the kind words. On Twitter, we also had Sunshine and Power Cuts at Sun Power Pod say, so excited that this at Better Pod Mug and at Gonna Geek Coaster arrived today from at Stargate Pioneer. Talk about perfect timing. Ready to watch the live recording at geeks.live. Yes, we do record live on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific at www.geeks.live. If you want to come by and chat with us, you can. You never know what we'll chat about. Sometimes it is podcast related in the chat. Sometimes it's just about Odo from Deep Space Nine. Never really know.
No, we don't know. And oh, by the way, this is the least we could do from Better Podcasting's New Zealand's number one fan.
Yeah, fantastic. We really love hearing from the fans. But Heather, we always love hearing from you, and especially when you help us out with projects that we drop on you last minute. So thank you very much, Heather. Also, we had a bit of a message, a video message from, well, let's just play it.
Hey guys, this is Jeremy from the Transmissions Podcast. I wanted to talk about these Zencaster track syncing issues that you mentioned on the last show. This is something that we have been struggling with on Transmissions for quite a while. And we do pay for Zencaster. And I mean, unfortunately, at this point, it's just something we're having to put to deal with because the post-production stuff does work fairly well. So we do save time using the product. But what we have encountered, and I have included some images here, like this last episode that we recorded, I have shown here, there's about 11 seconds difference between the longest track and the shortest track. And that is really insane. And like in the past, we've spent time slicing up, you know, something out of sync. We cut it, move it over some. But I did find that with whatever the problem is the Zencaster is having, stretching the tracks actually does seem to fix it. So what I've done here is the second image, I have stretched everything to match the longest track. And I actually zoom in as far as I can, like I stretch it, zoom in until everything is exactly in line with each other. And then as you see in the second image, the little blips of audio you see is us signing off, you know, saying bye, 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 which in the first image are completely out of order. In the second image, you can see they are in line like they should be. And over the past few weeks, since I figured out how to do the time stretching in Audition, it has, like, I would say 90% of the time, I haven't had any other issues with things being out of sync. So I hope this helps some people. And there are some other issues with Zencaster that I might bring up at a different time. But in terms of this time stretching stuff, give that a shot and see if it works out for you. And at the very least, it could save you a little bit more time with most of the audio being in sync. So thanks, everyone. Love your show. Talk to you later.
thanks so much for sending that clip in. We really appreciate that. We've talked about stretching audio a few times before on the show. We've talked about how we actually do that here because there's a little bit of digital drift between the two of us. And even when we were talking about Zencastr, we mentioned that that might work, but when you're like 30 seconds out, it probably won't because you'll likely find that there'll be sections that do come out. But it sounds like with the shorter issues, like Jeremy's mentioning where it's 11 seconds, it sounds like maybe just the timing is getting sped up or somewhere in that processing. So give it a try, right? Like, what do you have to lose but a few seconds? Now, the thing that I will caution people is that some audio editors or video editors, it's easier than others. Some of them you're able to actually go and just stretch like in movie studio. You hold down the control button and then you drag the clip and that stretches it out. I think that's the same way in Premiere. I'm not 100% sure, but in others you have to go in and select a percentage, and that is a pain because you kind of guess a little bit and then you go a little less or a little more and you got to kind of do that, and that is a pain in the butt, but it still might save you time. So if your audio editor allows you to stretch easily, definitely try it first and then go and check your overall show, and you might find that it worked for you. Why? And if you don't, oh well, like whatever, you didn't waste too long trying it.
So a couple things. First of all, Zencastr is doing this for a variety of reasons. First of all, the connection could be at a different speed between yourself and somebody else. I've seen that happen before. Either you have slow internet or faster internet or whatever. So that could be a case. Also, if you're running a communications protocol, say like video of anything, if your video is Skype video over YouTube video over Discord, that could be using a lot of resources on your computer, on your laptop. And that could affect other processes like OBS Studio, Audacity, Zencastr, because Zencastr records locally. It's being recorded on your actual computer. And that's why we generally say that having a hardware backup would always be good, because you don't know if your computer is really capable of doing it or if your internet's going to go out or something like that. So all things to back up your recording via Zencastr, and that's why it goes in and out. The other thing that I will say is that with Zencastr, there are other internet over the internet protocols that you can try. Cast is one, and so on and so forth. But if you have this sort of activity going on, it is worth your while to try it before you buy it, sort of thing, and make sure that you're comfortable with what you have to do. Oh, his stretching technique also can work. Like if you have a sound clip that you're trying to cover over you stating something and you just want to use the whole clip or part of the clip or whatever, you can actually stretch that clip back and forth, either in Audacity using the percentage or time, seconds, or whatever. I think you could do both. Or you can do it, the stretch feature in Movie Studio or Adobe Pro or something like that. The other thing I will say about stretching, if you do it enough, you might need to actually adjust the pitch a little bit up or down. So both with music, I mean, it's less noticeable actually with music unless it's really sped up or down, but it is more noticeable with your voice. So just keep those things in mind. I believe in Movie Studio, it actually compensates or can compensate for it automatically. So
yeah, and that's definitely something to pay attention to. That was the next point I was going to mention, and some tools will adjust for that. It's usually pitch shift adjust, but sometimes if you go too far, it just sounds off. When you're talking, though, like a second or two, even without pitch shift, it's not going to make much of a difference. You probably won't notice it. Well, even if you do notice it at that point, your listeners probably won't. But you got to be very careful of that because it sounds really, really bad when you sound like a chipmunk. So definitely be careful of that. But there you go. That's going to take us to the end of the show. We had an email from Johnny Pennington that maybe we'll save for next time. Why not? Because we had a lot of interaction today. If you got something that you want to suggest for a future show, please get in touch with us through any of the ways. You can always tweet us at BetterPod. You can find us at Facebook.com/BetterPodcasting. Head on over to BetterPodcasting.com to see the entire back catalog of shows. As well, when you go to the individual episode, you can see we link all of the things that we discuss in there. So if we are talking about a whole bunch of links like we did this week, you can go over to betterpodcasting.com/131 to see all of those. But for episode number 131 of Better Podcasting, I'm Stephen John Drew saying Stargate Pioneer. Stargate Pioneer, you have gotten me addicted on drones.
And I'm SP saying I'm going to go mow my lawn and think about not thinking about my podcast.
Whoa.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at gunnageeknetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.